actually.
The first wave, actually, there's a k equals zero solution. So there's a k equals zero solution, and if k equals zero, then all of the that's the identity symmetry. So you don't shift anything at all, and the frequency that goes with that is all of the motion is constant. The frequency that goes with that is zero. This is one of the solutions. Nothing moves, and just everything stays constant. Then the next one, there's a wave where there's one wavelength in the whole system, and that would be this solution here. This is two wavelengths in the system. This is three wavelengths in the whole system. These are the right moving waves. This is one wavelength moving left, two wavelengths moving left, three wavelengths moving left. And when you get to pi over a, this is the Brillouin zone boundary, then if k is pi over a, then you're going to get e to the I, I need to write it down. The solution looks like e to the I k s a, where s is an integer. And if k is pi over a, you get e to the I pi over a s times a. These a's cancel out, and you get e to the I pi s. And s is an integer. If s is an even integer, you get 1, and s is an odd integer, you get minus 1. So this last solution at the end is the wave that goes plus 1, minus 1, plus 1, minus 1, plus 1, minus 1, like that. So that one corresponds to the shortest wavelength. As k gets bigger, the wavelength gets smaller. And these are all the waves that you could define with this chain of masses and springs. And so what you do is that you first define the wavelength, and then you figure out what frequency goes with it, and then they oscillate with that wavelength and that frequency.
So this is what we're going to do. Now, take the